that's where the top comes completely off, and in that the person is completely dressed in full street clothes, including shoes.
Is that done very often?
It's not done often.
Gee.
It's done many times. It's done many times for dignitaries. It's done many times for people, just everyday people, though.
Hmm. Goodness, I'm just not familiar with that at all. Well, and then the ceremony at the cemetery is called the...
The service, or the rite.
Or at the church, that is.
Can be called a requiem, or can be called obsequies.
Oh, I've got this word anyway, because you talked about it when you said you at church you play for weddings and...
And funerals.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then people that are dressed in black, you say that they're in...
Mourning.
And would you have a term to use if women lost control of themselves and really, you know, really cried hysterically?
There's an old term meaning that the person did that said that person took it hard.
Mm, okay.
Isn't that interesting?
And what do you call the person that takes care of the dead body?
The undertaker.
Any other term for him?
Mortician.
Is there a difference?
I think there isn't.
Mm-hmm. One older?
No, I think that the term may be older.
Which?
Undertaker is probably older than mortician.
Okay. And then the vehicle that carries the body is?
Is the hearse.
Okay. I think we've now finished with the death, although we've still got some more diseases to take care of. If somebody met you on the street and said, "How are you today?" and you were feeling average, you'd say, "Oh, I'm
fair to middling."
You don't say that.
No, I don't.
You don't say that.
But I like it. I would say, because that is one thing that you could say, but I'm fair, or I'm doing all right, or I'm doing okay.
Mm-hmm. Would you say pretty good or pretty well?
Pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, let's see, this is not the disease that you said that you had in your hand, but a disease of the joints that makes people ache is?
Arthritis.
Is there an older name for that?
I really believe that rheumatism could very well be an older name for it.
Are they the same disease?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do they differ? What is the thing that you said you had in your hand?
Bursitis.
And how does that differ?
I don't think it really differs. I think that it's just simply a lesser degree of the of that same...
I never really knew.
I really believe it's just a lesser degree of it.
Hmm. And then what do you call the disease that they give shots for now, but it's something children used to get and they would get blisters inside their throat and choke and then they'd die?
Is that measles?
No.
Chicken pox?
Uh-uh.
Smallpox?
No, we're getting a lot of good diseases. I'll transcribe them in the margin. What are the diseases you get shots for now?
It's not mumps.
No. They gave the Schick test for it to determine if people had it, and that's the only other thing I know about it.
I will gave the Schick test.
Next thing I will do is suggest the first syllable at which you will get it immediately. Diphtheria. Yes. Okay.
Of course, the Schick test is for diphtheria.
I never even heard of the Schick test until I read it in these questions.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Well, it's before your time.
Uh-huh.
It's before both of our times.
Diphtheria is before our time.
Well, I guess it is, because they started giving the inoculations.
For it, because that was before going into school.
Mm-hmm.
You always had to take a diphtheria shot. Mm-hmm.
What is the disease that makes your skin turn yellow?
That's yellow jaundice.
Mm-hmm. And then if you have your appendix taken out, you had an attack of...
Appendicitis.
Did you ever hear an old name for that?
I don't think so.
Ever hear it called cramp colic?
No.
Okay, that is a very old name.
Very old.
That's before they even knew what it was. Then if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to...
Vomit.
Is there another...
Or regurgitate.
Okay.
Anything? Or throw up.
What is the most polite of those?
I think regurgitate is perhaps the most polite.
Okay.